KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear skies and 19 degrees in Atlantic. Looking forward to be sunny today with a high of 35. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In Western Iowa news, a Sac County woman has pleaded not guilty to 93 counts of animal neglect. Mary Broderson entered the plea during her initial appearance in court on Friday. The charges stem from the rescue of 87 dogs and one cat from a farm in rural Chiron. The carcasses of five dead animals were found when officials searched the farm on January 25th. Authorities say the dogs were kept in a wooden shack, up to five and 4x4 wire cages, which were stacked on top of each other. Broderson faces a maximum of 12 years in prison if convicted on all the charges. She's relinquished ownership of the animals, which have been turned over to various shelters. News time is 8:01.
I'm so frustrated. All I've had is cable, but my friend said I should check out Dish. I called the 800 number, but I still have a lot of questions, and I just want to talk to someone in person. There has to be someone local who can answer all my questions, install my Dish, and be there for me after the sale.
Does this sound like your significant other? Hi, folks. This is Alan Josephson, owner of the TV Store, your locally owned Dish Network authorized retailer in Atlantic. When you stop by the TV Store, you will get personalized service, and we will do our best to install your system on your schedule. Since the TV Store has been in business for 30 years, you won't be getting some stranger prowling around your property, and we'll make sure the job gets done right the first time. Then, after you're up and running, if you still have questions, we will be happy to assist you in person. For a local service and a friendly staff, come see us first for all your Dish Network needs at the TV Store, 907 East 7th Street in Atlanta, or call 243-3032. Find us on Facebook, and thank you for your business.
Prices, package, and programming subject to change without notice. Hardware and programming sold separately.
The Audubon City Council will hold a final review of the city's proposed fiscal year 2012-2013 budget. The review and action on a resolution setting March the 12th, 7 p.m. is the date and time for a public hearing on the budget. Will come during the council's meeting, which begins at 7 o'clock this evening. The council will also refine the definitions of a nuisance lighting ordinance and discuss an ordinance banning parking in yards, a water sewer maintenance contract, and compensation practices. Iowa's underground water supplies may fall short of meeting future demands by industry and urban sprawl. The Des Moines Register reports that the Iowa Department of Natural Resources has been surveying the water supplies in the state's aquifers over the past 4 years. Iowa State University Extension geologist William Simpkins says the state's water plans haven't been fully updated since 1985. The work could take 5 to 10 more years to complete at a cost of $500,000 a year. Underground aquifers provide most of the water for Iowa's people and businesses. An analysis shows the parts of southern Iowa have the poorest supplies. A program designed to involve the youth of area communities in agriculture has grown since its inception and even sparked interest in forming similar programs in other counties around western Iowa. Chuck Edwards, president and CEO of the Rolling Hills Bank and Trust, which is headquartered in Atlantic, told a crowd of young people, their parents, and others in attendance at a banquet at the Cass County Community Center Sunday afternoon that the Heifer Project, which began in 2001 with five heifers each given to two area youth, has grown to four sets of heifers given away this year.
Then again, Carroll County Farm Bureau, they joined in and they gave away five as well. So altogether, there was 25 head of bred heifers given out this year. And in the Rolling Hills Heifer Project, I think this year were, what, Kathy, about 220 heads been given away so far, something like that. So we've given out 45, and Carroll County has given away, for this to be their second year, and they have 10 out there in that area.
Edwards said when he spoke directly recently before a gathering of Shelby County Cattlemen's Association, he learned they're interested in getting a similar program established in that area. Tim Grave, who attended Sunday's meeting in Atlantic, said their satellite program began this year with one of their board members placing five heifers.
She's got five heifers in place, and as part of our auction back here in February, of course, we've got the Shaven Boys and the Collie Boys on both ends of the county. They've helped us raise, just in about 15 minutes of the night, $7,000 through local businesses to put towards the effort program. Don't know how we're going to do it yet. We don't know if we're ready to tackle ownership of this many heifers. So I think we're probably going to go down the road of a share-type program where we're going to do it part of a loan and maybe pay back the loan at the end. Maybe forgive one or two of the payments. So still in the formative stages.
Rolling Hills heifers are purchased by the bank to be given to two individuals for a five-year period. Those persons must be either in seventh or eighth grade and must be interested in agriculture and willing to accept total responsibility for the daily care of the heifers. The youth can do what they wish with the heifers for the 5 years, either by selling the offspring, building a herd, or so on. But at the end of the 5 years, the current cash equivalent value of five heifers must be paid to the Rolling Hills Heifer Project. Those funds will be used to purchase heifers for the next year's recipients. The participants must document the entire process involved with raising the animals, including income and expenditures, and be willing to promote the program to other youth. This year's heifer recipients in western Iowa included Morgan Barkley from Cumberland, Brooke Newell from Anita, and Preslin Grobe of Hancock. The Carroll County Farm Bureau gave its five heifers to Courtney Grimm. And Chuck Edwards says, in addition, rewards were given Sunday to those youth participating in the program who kept the best records while raising their animals. First place in a cash award of $750 went to Jonathan Triggs of Mount Air, who received his heifers in 2008. Second place in a $500 award went to Paige Kipp of Yale, who received her heifers in 2008 also. And third place in a $250 award went to Delaney Carroll of Avoca. To apply for the Rolling Hills Heifer Program, individuals must fill out an application describing their interest in agriculture, as well as have three letters of recommendation from persons including teachers or club leaders and the like. A man from southwest Iowa's Cass County is being recognized for his decades of dedication to conservation and agriculture. Bernie Havlovic of Lewis will be awarded the Spencer Award for Sustainable Agriculture and Aims this Thursday, March the 1st. Havlovic has done agricultural research since the 1970s and grew up on a farm in east central Nebraska, the ninth out of 14 children.
Coming from that large of a family, the opportunities to farm were somewhat limited, so I went on to college at Iowa State. After college, then I started working for the university. First, I started out working for the agronomy department, and then I had the opportunity to get into the outlying research farm system.
Havlovic is superintendent of two research and demonstration, or R&D, farms, the Armstrong ISU R&D farm near Lewis and the Neely Kenyon R&D farm in Adair County south of Greenfield. He says it gave him an opportunity to get a better understanding of how crops grow and what affects their growth. He says he's able to turn that knowledge around and show visitors to the research farms how new practices foster productivity in farming.
I'll go out and do a few things for different organizations and groups and give them presentations as well. It's something that for me is perhaps a little more challenging, but it still gives me a chance to meet people and to visit with everybody from school children to foreign visitors.
Havlovic says interest in horticulture has grown over the years and blossomed from the simple green thumb gardener to people who grow grapes for locally purchased produced wine. There are those who use high tunnel structures to earn a living growing specialty crops, which include full and part-time efforts.
When I say part-time, it could be a portion of the corn-soybean farm that's devoted of maybe an acre or two that's taken to a farmer's market on the weekend, or it could be just a total smaller farm that's devoted towards the growing of something like grapes or some other type of a horticulture production.
He says one of the latest special products being used in agriculture is a material called biochar, which is a centuries-old charcoal product created by a process known as pyrolysis.
Biochar is a material that you put on especially poor soils that it does a lot for their structure and fertilizer holding capabilities, makes them more usable. That creates a system that would be sustainable if the materials grown on the ground is turned into a biochar, then returned back to the farm.
Havlovic will be recognized during the quarterly meeting of the Leopold Center Advisory Board in Ames. The award honors Norman and Margaretha Spencer, who farmed near Sioux City for 40 years. And you can learn more about the award at www.leopold.iastate.edu/Spencer-award. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, the latest survey of economists from the National Association for Business Economics suggests increasing optimism. The NABE survey says forecasters have raised their expectations for employment, new home construction, and business spending. But their predictions also retain an element of caution about what lies ahead. President Obama and the nation's governors will spend part of their day together at the White House discussing ways to bolster job growth and improve their partnerships with the federal government. Today is the final day of the National Governors Association winter meeting. Republicans